Today we will do an overview of the consequences of sin in session two. For those of you using the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship curriculum, we're going to talk about how I use this section to minister to those I'm working with. So I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Cherie Ferzonke, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
If you want to follow along in the discussion, purchase the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum from the links provided. It's going to make what we talk about a bit more understandable. But if you don't have it, no worries, you're still benefit by listening.
Episode 2.4. Today in our podcast, we're discussing Session 2, page 23, section heading, Do Not Be Deceived and the Consequences of Sin.
I jumped ahead in this podcast because I want to talk about all the consequences of sin before we talk about each one individually. So here on page 23, we see the full list. So let's start where it says, Do not be deceived. Did you see any of the consequences in your life? Well, it's time to stop deceiving ourselves. The following exercise lists all the consequences we just talked about. As we read each consequence, put a check mark next to any one that you've seen in your own life. It doesn't matter how frequently you've struggled with it, put a check mark if you've ever experienced a consequence in your life. Are you ready? Let's take a look. The consequences of sin: guilt, shame, depression, anxiety, fear or insecurity, nightmares, anniversary reactions, bad memories, rage or outburst of anger, overprotectiveness, control and manipulation, unable to forgive self, diminished interest, relationship difficulties, self-destructive behaviors such as anorexia or bulimia, cutting or harming yourself, promiscuity or homosexuality, drugs and or alcohol, or suicidal thoughts. Have any of these consequences been a part of your life? If so, allow the consequences to bring you to the foot of the cross. Kneel at Jesus' feet just as a sinful woman did. In the same way that God used the consequences of sin in her life to draw her to Him, He uses the consequences in our life to cause us to want His help. As the psalmist wrote, "Cover their faces with shame so that men will seek your name, O Lord." And so when we look at this list, I end the chapter with this because a lot of times when people first come to me, they're always thinking, you know, oh, the difficulties I have in my life is because of somebody else. And I always say that knowledge is the beginning of freedom. And so it's important for us to recognize what is in our own life, so that we can then be able to start dealing with the things in our own life. And so that's why I asked them to mark each one that they have in their life.
Interesting, because it kind of covers like a very big range of consequences here. So because I've gone through this with you before, I do know that whether it be something like bad memories or something, rage or outbursts of anger, there could be any one of these things. And I know that like it kind of all has that same stem root, and it's holding on to something that we're not willing to give up to God. Because
right.
we look at all these different things and they seem like they're all across the board, but really they all have their same root reasoning why they're there
right.
in our life.
It's the hurt that's not been handled in the manner God intended, which turns into anger. That's where people's rage and outbursts of anger come out. I mean, have you ever been somewhere and some random stranger just like starts yelling at you, or you're like, where'd it come from? You did nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because he has this infection in his heart, and maybe he's holding it in at home and trying not to let it come out on his family and his loved ones, which a lot of times that's who it comes out on, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's just coming out on a complete stranger, you know, it's just ridiculous. And so what's neat is when they check these off, remember I said that I kept a list of all of their goals. And I take that piece of paper that has their goals, and I usually mark off what consequences of sin they marked, because mm-hmm. then I'm able also to be praying effectively for them. Mm-hmm. However, it's usually easier to write down what they didn't have, mm-hmm. because I see most people mark 80% of these. Mm. And it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter if they're like the person you look up to as the strongest Christian, or a person that you know really is having struggles. Everybody marks off about 80%. Wow. It's really interesting to see. And most of it just goes back to we haven't been taught how to handle the hurt yeah. in the manner God intended.
Well, I'm going to ask because I don't remember exactly each one of these step-by-step ways of going through this, but will you cover how when these things are expressed in our life, whether it be something like rage or outburst of anger, how then that actually like reflects into that person's life that you just did it to? Is it something where, if there were to be a father that's doing it to their kids, mm-hmm. It's something that then he's then taking this sin that he's holding on to, or this whatever it might be, maybe it was something that was done to him when he was a kid.
Exactly.
And now maybe he's not doing that exact same thing to his kid, but it's then getting like transitioned into anger. Then he's expelling it onto his kid. Right. And then it then turns into something else on his kid, whether it might be depression or anxiety or fear of insecurity.
Right.
But just to kind of know that these things, even though we aren't maybe doing the same thing that was maybe done to us, some other kind of hurt, but because we aren't giving it to God, we're expelling it in a different way on the other people around us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's exactly like when you take a rock and you throw it into this crystal clear lake, and then it's the ripple effect. Mm-hmm. We were talking just the other day about a little boy who's probably about 4 or 5 years old, and we just see that he's so filled with anger. Mm-hmm. How does a little 4 or 5 year mm-hmm. old get so filled with anger? I mean, we said this kid has anger issues. Mm-hmm. So it didn't just happen naturally in his life. There's something happening in his home or his life, whether mm-hmm. it's at preschool or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somewhere he's being exposed to somebody who's doing exactly what you're talking about. They're acting out for some reason. Mm-hmm. And now it's causing this little boy to have these anger issues. Mm-hmm. And if it's not dealt with quickly in his life, this little boy could grow up and just be somebody who's verbally, mentally, emotionally abusive mm-hmm. to somebody, mm-hmm. or maybe even physically abusive. Yeah. And so these are good things to, as you learn the concepts of what I'll be teaching in the curriculum, it's things to even start teaching your children mm-hmm. to not let them hold on to the anger. I mean, all little kids, you see it. You have 3 boys. Mm-hmm. You see when they're wrestling, one gets mad at the other. Oh, yeah. You know, we immediately have to teach them right then how not to hold on to that anger. Mm-hmm. And how to give it to the Lord mm-hmm. so that they can love their brothers. And yeah. your little boys really love each other. Yeah. It's just amazing yeah. to watch, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's true. And even like, but we will step back in the curriculum starting the next episode. And we're going to look at each one of these in depth. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the guilt. We're going to talk about the shame. We're going to talk about each one in depth. But I wanted to give an overview here of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when people check, like you were saying, about 80% of them, mm-hmm. And then we go back through them, do you see ever that people, have like almost like this main link that leads to other things? Like, let's say someone's really struggling with, whatever it might be. Maybe there might be one thing like anxiety, but then that leads to depression, and then that leads to, nightmares and things like this.
Yes. Yes, because we're even going to see when we go back and look individually that that one of them, like the depression, can be a trigger for, mm-hmm. or it will say, you're going to see that saying a lot, that this can be a trigger for that. Mm-hmm. This can be a trigger okay. for that. Yeah. And so we're going to see how they're actually like linked together, mm-hmm. a lot of them, without even realizing. Mm-hmm. Like when we get to anniversary reactions, somebody just this week, we were at a Baba's house yesterday mm-hmm. for dinner. She wanted to give us a really nice lunch mm-hmm. she made, which just blesses our heart because we know they have nothing. But she was saying that February is a really hard month for her because she lost so many of her family members in mm-hmm. the month of February. Mm-hmm. And so that's an anniversary reaction that she's struggling with because of that pain, you know, and which is a normal, it's part of the normal grieving process. But praise the Lord, she has gone through Go in Peace. And if she hadn't recognized it as those things, then of course that anniversary reaction can trigger depression. The depression can trigger all kinds of things, her fear, her insecurity of being alone, you know, instead of, she knows now how to give it to the Lord. And I thought it was such a blessing when you said, okay, so every February we'll come over and visit you for sure, you know. And that's something that we can do for the loved ones around us when we know that they have a loss, you know, of maybe a spouse, to remember them, especially on that date, to remember them at that time of year. Yeah, really important. Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so. Well, excited to get into the detailed stuff.
Me too. Thanks for listening, and may God richly bless you as you serve Him.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sri Verzonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.